Welcome to 3HL 104.5 The Zone Wednesday edition. Hope you're having a great day in the Music City. Brent Daugherty, Dawn Davenport. She is in her pink Take Flight shirt. I say that because her arms have wings.
They do.
We really
fly like a bird.
It's eagle.
Fly like an eagle.
Fly like war eagle. Right.
War eagle.
What's going on with her?
I love it.
You're like the Roll Tide people. You just hey man.
That's like Slay before Saturday's game.
Yeah.
You touch him and he's go-bop.
Yeah, it's automatic. I don't need
like Roll Tide guy is like, oh, I really enjoyed my trip out to Two Rivers Ford. Roll Tide.
Yep.
Hey, it was sunny today. Roll Tide.
Yeah.
That's true. How it
goes. War Eagle. We need to take a picture so we can illustrate to the fine people that listen to our show what is going on with this shirt. It's the first time you've ever worn it that I know about.
It is the first time I have ever worn it, period, because I was self-conscious about how flowy the sleeves are. So
you just wear it out in public?
Flowy.
Glad that we got you past that.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah. Appreciate you guys.
What we're going to do is we're going to get her to run as fast as she can in the parking lot or right here in the showroom and see if she'll take flight. Y'all. You'll have to take flight before you get to the wall over there.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're just going to... Yeah, now, like, air traffic controller, like, guy. You could be that guy with the things out by the plane on the tarmac.
What about those hang gliders? Yeah, come on.
I poop you negative here. Slay said to Josh Heupel that he was going to roll into the game in a hang glider.
Yeah,
and
that's
for Josh
right.
Heupel to not shoot him down. But
Don't worry.
So literally the next morning, I look out my hotel room window. And there's a guy in a hang glider. No lie.
And you text me.
I took a picture and sent it to him. I go, hey, man, is this you?
Where did he jump out of?
I don't know. I guess he was headed toward the presidential courtyard. And I don't know.
We can't reveal what we jump out of. Like, just be cool when we land. You know what I mean? Just be cool till we make it.
Oh, man. All right. Topics on the table. Titans, Chiefs. We can start to roll into that.
Yes. It's time.
I got all kinds of info. I think this is where I am in my head. I'm very simplistic. Those that have listened to the show or know me understand that I'm a very simplistic person. But I look at the Buffalo Bills offense, and I look at the Kansas City Chiefs offense, and I see a very similar style of play. Like, I think they're formed out of the same head. You know, like a Siamese twin that got cut so they could be separated?
Yep.
Yeah, Bills and Chiefs offenses was a Siamese twin that got cut and separated. So I think the Titans have an advantage because they just prepared for this offense.
It's true.
The other thing is Patrick Mahomes has thrown 8 interceptions this year. He threw 6 all of last season. He threw 5 the season before that. And I'm convinced it's because people aren't blitzing him anymore. Mm. And the stat that it was actually in the Bet the Board podcast.
Yeah.
And it was Payne Insider who had it. He said in Patrick Mahomes' career, against the blitz, he has 40 touchdowns, 1 interception. And that was going into the Ravens game because Wink Martindale, the Ravens defensive coordinator, historically blitzes people. Everybody knows that. He didn't in that game.
Right.
And ever since then, I think they've been seeing different kind of coverages. And Coach Mack said, you're right. You've seen the same stuff that's out there. So I think, call me crazy, Titans have a little advantage there.
You're crazy.
Here's the thing.
Could he be pressing?
Yes.
I think that's how I feel it is. That's part of it. I just chasing points, pressing, all of. I mean, sometimes it happens. I know these are pros, but sometimes that happens. And Teresa Walker brought up a good point that the Chiefs defense has struggled this year too, giving up.
Oh yeah, they're
29 points a game.
See, I hesitate
so then
to go
all
down
of a
that
sudden,
path because
are
I,
you pressing?
I went down that path with Ole Miss, and then Ole Miss actually played well defensively. It was really pissing
me off. Yeah, but that's
off.
A from like, very different, like,
see,
animal.
When I'm sitting in the stadium, I take off my, you know, professional hat.
Right.
And I'm into, you know, bam, PFL hat.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there watching Tennessee try to run between the tackles going, what is Ole Miss doing? They're not this. What are they doing? So when Lane Kiffin said the defense won the game, I completely agree with him.
Yeah.
I mean, Tyon Evans makes a big difference.
Makes a big difference. All, but... And Tennessee ended up with numbers. They just.
Yeah. 5-point guy. Cool.
Yeah. So anyway, that's why I haven't gotten down that path. But we can talk about that. We can talk about Jeremy Pruitt. What did you call him?
The little ball guy.
The little ball guy. Yeah.
Mr. Magoo.
Why are you hating on ball guys?
No, that's why I said Mr. Magoo. I wasn't bald before. I was almost said I like bald guys.
Well, you went bald because the guy cut your hair wrong.
Yeah, but I did it. And then I did it again without it being cut wrong. I thought it was, you know, I mean, like I was getting my sexy on. Big sexy slay. Big SS.
So that didn't last long, though.
How does Chris feel about that one?
She was cool with it, but I was overseas, so it didn't matter.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
When you're solo, I mean, hey.
Do anything you want.
Yeah. Do what you please.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it didn't last long because, man, you got to maintain that.
It's too much way work.
More, yeah, it's way more than just a regular haircut, man.
Yeah.
You got to hit that 2-3 days because you don't want the little prickly porcupine stuff going on. You don't want the prickly porcupine.
So, Slay's upset with Pruitt. So, we can talk
about
that.
I'm out of him.
Really. We've got lots of things on the table. 615-737-1045 at 3HL1045 on Twitter. You want to get into Vandy, Mississippi State? We can do that.
I want to get in. It ain't time yet, but
Tennessee, Alabama. You want to get into that?
Not really. The preseason picks for the SEC came out for basketball too.
And
I got a question about one of them.
And we're gonna go to Darrington, but real quick.
Touch it, tease it.
I've got. Where is it? There it is. My NBA update.
Hey.
Here this is just for you, Slay.
Yeah, started last night, baby.
The NBA season started last night. Here's my takeaway.
What?
The Lakers lost.
Yeah.
Russ had a triple single.
Yeah, he did.
LeBron at 36 had 34.
Man, shot efficiently.
And the Grizz host the Cavs at 7 o'clock tonight.
Yeah.
And.
Oh. Oh.
Congrats to Candace Parker.
There we go, man. We were supposed to do that Monday, man. Like.
It's literally on every show sheet I have.
Candace Parker and Diamond DeShields, man. Salute to the Lady Vols, LVFLs, man. Way to take care of business. Candace, tremendous career. Like, I think it's no other, and I'm not forcing out the game, it's no other way you want to walk out of the game than being on top.
14th year. She's 35. Her second WNBA title. All kinds of Euro and Russian stuff.
Yeah, after getting Defensive Player of the Year last year, which is Alicia Clark. I got something to say about that, but that's neither here nor there.
Hunk wants us to take a break, but I want to take Darrington because Darrington has been very patient. So, Darrington, what is going on, man?
I'm always going to be patient for three goats. You know what I'm saying? You just got to. Wait your turn.
You call up and say the same things to us that you say to Buck Rising, and you want us
hold on. Whoa. I'm not going to say Buck is a goat of anything besides a bunch of blasphemy. But I want to give y'all guys a huge shout out. One, for the guys that wear pink thing. I want to say, in seventh grade, I was diagnosed with breast cancer. I had to have it removed. I went through the little chemo and stuff. It is no joke. I was lucky and fortunate enough to get diagnosed early, enough to where it wasn't a major issue. So I was fortunate and blessed on that behalf. So all the fellas out there, hey, it ain't just a woman disease. Men can catch it too. It's rare, but it is very possible. Cancer does not run in my family. So I was going to put that out there. Another thing, Mr. Slay.
Hey.
Before I go to you, people, it's Wednesday night. It's Hump Day. Hunk is on Madden. I need y'all to make sure y'all are in the building for that. Mr. Slay, at the end of the NBA season last year, I just want to know if you want to change your statement on this, but you said, because you didn't want to say it, but you said that LeBron is no longer that guy. And I just want to know, after just seeing, because you know basketball, you've seen the type of energy he has, and we can all say at the year 19, no one has looked like that.
No.
But do you want to say that he's still that guy? Because I think he's going to try to win MVP this year, just to prove some naysayers wrong. All right, y'all. Y'all continue to be great. Be safe going home. Hey, Hunk, I will be there tonight. We're in the building. Strikeout Wings at East. Tuesday night, 69-cent wings. I'm out.
Darrington, he's always doing our spots for us.
That crazy, man.
Hey, on the other side.
He nails them all.
Yes, he does. Darrington's a faithful listener. We love him. let's hit that after the break. That's about cool. LeBron. Because, he was great last night, but it's a long season.
82. 81
it is a
left.
Grind. He ain't going to play 82. We all know that. But, anyway, we'll hit that. Take more of your phone calls. Again, Jeremy Pruitt, what do you think about Tennessee digging its heels in the sand there? What do you think about Jeremy Pruitt coming at people at Tennessee, trying to bury some people in a lawsuit? Also, Titans Chiefs, we can get into that. Derrick Henry, another award. today. 615-737-1045. HL 104.5, the zone, baseball playoff activity, Houston.
That's Jordan
and
right there.
Boston.
Fly like an eagle. Bab.
Fly like an eagle. This is what Babs tried to sing a minute ago. What'd you say? Fly like a bird.
Fly like a bird.
Not like that. I was actually thinking more, I mean, this is fine, honk, but I was thinking of the, I don't even know the song now. I can't do it.
We all thought
I believe I
can
fly.
I thought it was this.
No.
I thought it was this too, though, man.
Yeah, we all thought you were trying to sing this.
Do y'all not know what song I was really trying to sing?
No, we thought you were trying to sing Fly Like an Eagle.
Wait, the I'm Like a Bird song?
I'm like a bird. I want to fly away. Yeah, that's it.
Oh, because guess what? I hummed it while you were singing.
That's it.
So see? I did know
there
what you were
talking about. Thank you, Honk. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I don't want your commentary on it.
Natasha Bedingfield.
I don't want you to say anything. I know what you're thinking.
Relax,
I can feel it in your hesitation that you want to be like, really? That's
now see it in your mohawk.
I'm going to have that song stuck in my
it's
head.
Nelly Furtado.
Oh, Nelly Furtado.
Nelly Furtado. Yeah. That's it. Yes.
Sounds like a dish you get at Chipotle.
Nelly
poor,
Furtado.
Poor Chipotle.
Yeah.
Man, what, if I'm Chipotle.
I think that's what AJ Brown had, Nelly Furtado.
Yes. Yeah. If I'm Chipotle, I am running with this.
Hey, spell my name right,
PR
bro.
Campaign.
Heck yeah.
Let's go.
I mean, listen, you think it's a negative thing, but turn the negative into the positive.
What do they say? Any?
Spell my name right. Any news is good news.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Barnum and Bailey said that, one of those guys. Barnum or Bailey. There's no bad press. Yes, thank you.
Yep.
One of them. I don't know which one.
Both
do
of
you?
Them.
You think they both got together and said it?
Yeah. They probably both thought it, and it was like, Barnum, you going to say it. Now, Bailey, you say it.
Well, we know. Here's the weird thing about those two. We know it's P.T. Barnum, but who's Bailey?
Who's Ringling?
Well, Ringling.
Okay, the best part of this entire conversation is Kirby in the background explaining the actual real, or trying to explain the real answer.
He's
like,
screaming.
We can hear him, first of all. Second of all, who the hell knows that answer? Kirby does.
Well,
of course Kirby does.
They're brothers. It's Ringling Brothers.
Yep. And then
I don't know
Barnum.
How many of them there are. Isn't or maybe they're not really brothers.
Here he comes.
Yeah, it could
here
be
he comes.
Six of them.
He's like, give me a mic. Let me expand my
Ringling,
knowledge on
this. Where are you youngsters?
P.T.
Barnum.
And there we go.
Had a circus.
Yeah, we know.
He bought out Barnum. It was P.T.
P.T. You know, Bailey.
No, P.T. Barnum.
Barnum Bailey.
We don't know who Bailey is. What's Bailey's first name?
I have no idea.
Jonathan Bailey.
I do it at one point. But anyway, Ringling Brothers was another family that had a circus. There were three brothers. And then they merged as circuses started to go bankrupt in like the 70s or 60s or something like that.
Okay.
They used to march the elephants down Broadway.
Good job, Kurt.
In Nashville?
Yeah.
He coined two phrases, by the way. No publicity is bad publicity, and there's a sucker born every minute and another guy to take his money.
Can you imagine somebody trying to march a bunch of elephants down Broadway right now?
That.
But they're not from here, though.
No, they in any town they're at, they march the elephants in. I mean, there's bound to be bad things happening.
Yeah, man. Like
elephants and bachelorettes.
Come on, man.
They just dropped,
man.
And pedal taverns and, I mean.
Nah, they can't come now. It'd be chaos
ain't no way.
Now, man. Woo-wee.
Those elephants would go crazy. They'd run all over town,
and
man.
All that, woo!
They'd be up here in Mount Juliet.
Guess it didn't. Guess what? When the elephants start hearing the woo, guess what they would do? They'll make the noise too. That'll be they woo. They'll go at the pedal tavern, bachelorette girls.
Meantime, donate money to Dawn Davenport
yes,
because
please.
She wants to take down Ramon Foster.
Not to Dawn Davenport, but to donate money to Matthew Barker's Real Men Wear Pink campaign.
There you go.
And just put the DD at the end of
and
it.
And Ramon messaged me and said, by the way, since all y'all teamed up on me, I'm winning too. So
for every
so
person.
We really need y'all.
Yeah, Ramon's, listen, Ramon's going at us like Jeremy Pruitt's going at Tennessee.
Right, and that ain't right. It ain't right, all right?
Ramon's going to the mattresses.
It is.
It's a Godfather thing. Watch the movie.
Yes.
There's guns in the mattresses.
Oh, yeah.
By the way, I see all that. Jeff, thank you for your donation.
You see
Ken,
the DDs, don't you?
Yeah. You see the DDs? Ken, Wayne, Bart, Laura. Yep. Love you guys.
Laura. Yeah. Laura's on the chat right now. Shout out to Laura. What's up?
Yep. But, you know, I mean, this is breast cancer awareness.
Tony the Stud going both.
Yeah.
Ramon and Dawn.
Oh, listen.
He's
playing two sides.
He's playing
the middle.
Two sides.
He's playing both sides against the middle.
Against the middle.
Hey, you know who I am going to call out, though?
Who?
Our sales.
Becky, I saw it.
Oh,
I saw it.
Our lovely, our favorite sales. One of our favorite
Becky
sales
this afternoon,
person.
Too. I love you, Becky.
Uh-huh. One of. We love them all.
I said yeah, one of our favorite sales
Amanda,
people.
I love you too, Amanda.
Oh, no. She's not going to be on the favorite list anymore, Becky.
Yeah. Oh, Becky.
What happened?
Two donations from her with an RF after both of them.
Tisk, tisk.
Uh-oh.
She chose favorites.
Uh-huh.
Listen,
twice.
If you know Becky Macko, because she ain't sure listening. She ain't listening to this show.
I'm pretty sure she probably forgot that the first one she did, she put RF, and then she did the second one thinking that she had already done.
It was auto fill or something.
Listen, I don't care how it got done. It got done. So she needs to make it right.
Yeah.
And I guarantee you Becky's not listening to this show because she wouldn't do that. I'm just kidding. She listens. But if you know Becky Macko, text her right now and tell her she's in trouble.
Yeah,
please.
Big trouble. Where's Tammy?
All right, so put DG after your name when you sign up to donate. And
so
for breast cancer awareness.
It is. At the end of the day, it's a fun competition, but it's all for a great cause.
But put DD after your last name.
Double D, baby.
We're helping the double Ds. We're helping the Cs. We're helping all of y'all.
Living
no
that
matter
double
what you
D
are.
Life.
Yeah.
And for every person that donates, Dawn will sing I'm Like a Bird for you.
I'm Like a Bird.
Absolutely. I'll send it to you in a video text.
That's Tammy.
Bless your heart.
All right.
You don't want that.
Astros
hey,
leading.
Can I tell you just
one
real
to nothing
quick?
In Boston in the fifth inning. Go
I
ahead.
Know. Oh. And then we'll get to some calls.
Did you bet against my team?
No, I missed it now.
Oh. Braves coming up
later.
Would
tell
so oh, you guys.
Oh, they played again tonight? Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, okay. Babs.
I don't want to talk about
Dodgers.
The debacle.
No, it wasn't. For who?
That was
the
awful.
The Braves.
That was awful last night.
I was going for the Dodgers.
I blame Charles Barkley.
Team Mookie.
Come on. Come on, man.
Hey, Mookie had the game winner.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, he did. I know. That's why you're.
Big time double.
What? I know. You're all about our local
I go
athletes.
With the home team.
And I
like,
love our local athletes,
team.
But that's bunk.
I go with the home team. Wait,
and you know that listen. Poor Hunk is going to go into depression
yes.
if the Braves do what the Braves
always
freaking do.
He might cut his mohawk off. Charles Barkley bet with you guys, Hunk.
Kirby, if you make that choking motion again, I'm going to make it happen for you.
Slay, Dansby played here. That's...
So,
I dropped my mic for that one.
I like that.
Can I just go ahead and tell you? So I'm on fire today, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
man.
I've been on fire on our text chain, some of which we can't talk about on air because I probably should, you know, not get fired. But listen to this. So I'm fired up. I'm walking around now. I'm in the showroom. I'm going over to the Bronco. So I'm fired up. So you guys get all these spam calls, right?
Yep.
You get these spam calls. I get them all the time. Well, I've been getting them at like 9 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
9 o'clock at night. I have a baby who's trying to sleep. I'm trying to put her to sleep, put her in the bed, you know, all of that. I don't turn my ringer off because I always lose my phone. And then Mr. Babs yells at me, keep your ringer on because you can't find your dang phone. And I'm tired of trying to search for it. So put your ringer on. So I keep my ringer on as much as I can. So then... It's the Auburn fight song, you know, at 9 o'clock at night, waking up my baby as I'm trying to put her to sleep. So I'm pissed because it's freaking like DirecTV.
Right.
Like, hey, DirecTV, I haven't been your customer in a long time. I'm an Xfinity girl. We all know that. Stop freaking calling me.
Right.
And stop waking up my baby. So they call today. So I call them back.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, listen, I need you to quit calling me. Take me off the put me on the do not call list. Stop calling me.
Don't smack.
Like, I'm tired of it.
Right.
I said, I have a baby, and you guys call late at night, early in the morning, and you wake up my baby. And the guy's like, what's a baby? Like, what baby? I'm like, what's a baby? Like, I have a 16-month-old child.
Yeah.
Oh, a baby. Oh, okay. Gotcha. So he's, like, giving me attitude, kind of, which, of course, I get a little fired up. I'm like, I'm tired of it. Stop freaking calling me.
Yeah.
I hang up, y'all. I kid you not. I have now gotten 29 DirecTV spam calls since I hung up on that dude and told him to put me on the do not call
list.
I'm like, I hate everybody. This is what I get for running red.
You're
I
got to
shut my mouth. I'm on a different list. It has not, my phone has not stopped ringing. And the worst part is, it's not the ones that they just hang up. It's the ones that go to voicemail, and then it's the recording. So I have 15 voicemails, my freaking voicemail of spam calls. I'm like, this is what I get for running red.
Oh, you called them people back, man. They moved you to the top of the
they
list.
Me yeah. Like,
call her at least four times in a row.
Y'all want to have some fun?
We'll show this witch. Let's go.
We got something for her.
We have new Becky Macko information.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
You might want to check the donation list again.
Uh-oh.
In the meantime, while you check the list, we've got a guy that wants to talk about Slay and Elephant, so let's do that.
What?
Don in Nashville. Don, what's up? Oh, he just dropped.
Don, get back in there.
Not Don, but Don.
Yeah, Don. D-O-N. Man.
Don. You got to say it right.
Slay, what he told me is he loved your impersonation of the elephant. That was something he was going to talk about.
Well, there's really no difference in the Bachelorette woo and the elephant woo.
Yep.
One it's the same sound.
Look, one of them's a higher pitch with your mouth closed. One of them is, one of them is out. Woo-hoo. Then one is, woo. Like, yeah, so, yeah. You know what? This Kansas City Chiefs and the Titans match up. Like, we got to dive. We're going to dive in Thursday and Friday without question.
Oh, no question. But listen, Edwards-Helaire is not playing.
Yeah.
So they've got a problem at the running back position.
Yes, they do. That comes with protection and everything. Now, this line is pretty solid, but without that running back protecting, a little different too. So.
Yeah, and the Titans did a good job of shutting down the Buffalo run game from a running back perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Josh Allen was able to get loose a couple of times, but Kansas City going to be the same challenge there.
Correct.
Stop the run, shut it down. You've got a guy that runs a 4.7 240 as your running back now because Edwards-Helaire is not there. And ironically enough, this guy's from LSU.
Yeah.
Same thing. What do you got? You got some information on Becky Macko yet?
Well, she said exactly like I said. She probably forgot that she had already put RF on and was going to do DB. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now she said. For the record, it was supposed to be DD. And then she said, wait, it just defaulted to RF again.
She's donated three times.
Come on.
I just donated another. Can we count that for you?
We about to make this like Florida. We got to do a recount.
I mean.
No, you will not stand for this. Ramon.
Something's going on. It's fixed.
It's Ramon.
We're doing a recount in this thing?
And I got evidence because Ramon texted me. And he was like, ha, 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 and didn't say anything. I'm like, what does that mean? And then he said, by the way, I'm winning. Cool guy emoji with the glasses. Hey, man, this man got something up his sleeve.
Something's going on,
Becky. Don't you go in on that. I'm telling you, stay far away. Don't go to the light.
She's donating like $5.
Man, somebody go get the ballot. Hey, somebody go get the ballot boxes. Off the internet.
Ramon's
off the media.
Them.
Go get your ears.
Off the internet.
Hey, you know what, though? I did want to hit on, okay, and then I did want to hit on that the SEC, my brother said, okay, I got you, bro, or something, and I said, all right, but the SEC listings came out, the SEC rankings of the teams.
Oh, you're talking about basketball.
Basketball. Yeah, this is basketball. I just want to touch on this real quick.
Okay, we're all over the show.
Oh, this is what it's about.
So,
this Whining Wednesday. I got something to whine about.
You're ready to whine.
Yeah, I've been whining
one.
About Pruitt already.
I know. Okay, so SEC preseason basketball rankings came out.
Thank you for sending that up, Babs.
Yes.
Appreciate that.
It's time to break.
Dang.
You got 2 minutes, Slay.
No, he's got like 28 seconds.
What?
Unless you want to talk about it when we go back.
No, I don't. Listen. All right. Kentucky came out 1, don't understand it. 2, Alabama, do understand it. 3, Arkansas, understand what must win. 4, Tennessee, I'm cool with that. She'll be at 2 or 3. But I want to talk about the bottom half. 14 was Georgia. Vanderbilt is 13th. I think they should be higher, but they're not. But they did get the SEC Player of the Year, preseason SEC Player of the Year in Pippen. The problem I have with that, how do you have the SEC Player of the Year and you're ranked 13th?
He's so good, man.
Yeah, but you don't be ranked 13th at the SEC. So whoever voted on this.
It's a bunch of media members,
that's
right?
A problem, media. Fix it.
Maybe Ramon voted for it.
He would do it. Him and Becky.
Yeah, babe and Becky.
Becky, you're in that box now, Becky. Put her name in the box.
There's stuff in the box.
There you go.
Put Becky in the box?
Yes.
Nobody puts Becky in the box.
No, hell no.
No, no. No. She will rip through that little box.
Oh, my.
That box will have arms and legs.
I'll put Dawn in a box. I'll put Becky in the box. You run from that box. All right. When we come back, we'll finally get to the injury report. That's next. 3HL at Two Rivers Ford. Donate. Put a DD next to your last name. The link is on our Twitter feed at 3HL1045.
Oh, man.
HL 104.5 The Zone, having a great time at Two Rivers Ford. Brent Doherty, Don Davenport, Ron Slay with you.
Hey. Hey.
3HL just tweeted, go help at Don Davenport TN beat Ramon.
Come on, y'all. We need
and it. And didn't put Ramon's Twitter handle.
Yeah, we don't even matter.
Yeah, that's on purpose.
Good job, Hunk.
Hunk, man, Hunk.
Hunk been on today.
He's on it.
He's a gangster today.
I see you, Hunk.
And that's what the Braves do to him.
Fired up. Three-run lead. Three-run lead.
Hey, you got to leave it in the past, man. You're up 2-1.
Yep.
Move on.
And I'm about to bet against y'all real quick, huh?
No. No. You know what I need? Slay, I need you to get the Braves a pep talk.
Listen.
No.
He bet against my team last night, and Houston scored 9 runs.
So did.
Seven runs in the ninth inning. And they just scored another one right now. 2-0, I think.
Another one right now.
Oh, no. Altuve's at third. My bad. Second and third. All right, we tweeted, we need to have Babs run as fast as she can to see if she can take flight. There's a picture of her sleeve, her wing sleeve. Somebody wrote, fly, Babs, fly. Becky texted to say that we're killing her. LOL.
Love you, Beck.
Becky, you know
it. Even though you've donated like 10 times to Ramon.
You donated to Ramon.
Tammy, too. I mean, we've run into two people that have done it. Multiple donations. In Ramon Foster's name.
And then they put the LOLs like Tammy was laughing behind. That's not funny, Tammy. Tammy's over here by his laugh.
She's like, what?
In all seriousness, we're trying to help Matthew Barker, who's raising money for breast cancer awareness. And we've all been touched by this. And yes. I'm glad Darrington called in to tell his story because, yes, men can get breast cancer. That is definitely true. All right. Where do I need to go to find the injury report?
Yes.
There it is. This is the Titans injury report. I need both teams. But anyway, we'll go with the Titans. All right. Did not practice today. There are several players. A.J. Brown with an illness. We all know. He's got the squirts.
He's recovering. Recovering.
Randy Bullock with a shoulder. Did not practice. Did he try to tackle somebody I didn't notice?
Big Randy? That's not his name.
Don't say it.
Okay, I'm not.
Buck says it all the time.
Yeah,
Randy does. Not Keith Bullock.
Yeah. Randy, not Keith.
Okay, Chris Jackson, not Chris Jackson. Not Mahmoud Abdul-Rauf. Rauf is on fire.
Yeah.
Chris Jackson with an ankle. That's not good. They need corners. Mm. Julio Jones with a hammy. We saw him kind of limp out of the game.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be an all-season thing, isn't it?
Yeah. It's cool.
Yeah, it's soft tissue.
Cool. Just bring the production like you did in the game.
Should they not just sit him down for like 6 weeks and just say, see you at the end of the season?
That's fine, too. But, man, every game counts.
It's too early to do that yet.
I've learned it.
It's too early.
Yeah.
Taylor Lewan, concussion. Again, he told me he's good.
Yeah.
So, we'll see there. Jeremy McNichols, ankle.
Hey, dude, man.
Chester Rogers, groin.
Fight it. That's a tough one.
Kari Blasingame, shoulder, he was limited. Monty Rice, groin, remember he missed practice all last week. He was limited today, so that's good. Roger Saffold, who joined the show yesterday, shoulder, limited.
Kansas City Chiefs, even longer.
You've got the Chiefs.
Yeah, I mean, this is like reminiscent of the 23 Titans injury report last week. Seriously. Fullback Michael Burton, these are the did not practice. Peck. Tight end Jody Fortson, Achilles, did not practice. Wide receiver Tyreek Hill, quad.
Hey.
Did not practice.
Oh, quad on Hill?
Yeah.
Good. Dude, that's like when you can't get into the fifth gear. I don't have a stick.
Can't drop it down.
Whatever the fast gear is.
Fifth?
Sometimes it's six, right?
Most cars, it's fifth, but there are some.
But yeah, but like with a quad.
I mean, Tyreek, it's sixth.
He's stuck in like third, though, with a quad.
Yeah. Quad hammy for receivers, not great. Linebacker Anthony Hitchens, tricep, did not practice. Guard Joe Tooney, hand, did not practice. Defensive end Chris Jones, wrist, limited. Travis Kelce, neck, limited. Tyrone Mathieu, thumb and toe.
How you do that? Were you hitchhiking and the car rolled over your foot?
Get rough. That'd be safe.
Defensive tackle Jaron Reed, back, limited.
The old thumb toe.
Traverius Ward, quad limited. Trey Smith, ankle limited participation today.
Who's the actress that everybody told us had the thumb toe? Remember that?
It's a Megan Fox.
Megan Fox, yeah. Yeah, it is.
Sorry.
I mean, she's a little different anyway.
Yeah, she is.
Machine Gun Kelly is her guy, right?
Yeah, they went to South America to go to hell, literally.
Yeah.
On some weird drug and then be brought back.
Mm-hmm. Because basically it like cleanses you. So the rest of the injury report are full participation. So we don't really
get into that in an injury report.
I don't know.
It's Tyrone Mathieu.
The toe and thumb.
Oh, wow. Tyrone Mathieu what?
It was because the Tyrone Mathieu thumb toe thing. That's what got him off onto the Megan Fox deal.
Yeah.
Okay.
So there you go. Actually pretty healthy injury report for the Chiefs as well.
So are we going to count the ballots after all this is done?
Yeah, we got 24 hours, man. People are still donating. You can still donate when we go off air. Andrew Bennett, salute to you. You donated $100 with DD after his name. Salute. Appreciate it.
Yes.
So you can donate without putting our app.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, you can donate. Yeah.
You can donate.
If you want to do that, that's cool,
anything.
Too. But
yeah.
We would prefer you to put DD.
Correct, yeah.
We don't really care what Ramon got.
But if you're like our good friend Becky, you donate for Ramon three times.
And Tammy twice.
We got to evaluate the friendship.
Tammy is more savage. She did it in our face.
I mean.
Like, seriously.
Real, like, yeah.
She came up and told us.
We have girls' nights together, too. I mean, like, we go out to dinner together.
Hey,
she paying next time.
Man.
Yeah, right?
Wow. Hey, man. Salute to all the people donating, man.
That's right.
And the people fighting, most definitely continue fighting. To the ones we lost. Pray for your family. You know what I mean? Strong spirits. Keep having support.
Yes.
Well said.
Love our team and our listeners all across the day parts. Y'all are amazing.
Thanks to the great people at Two Rivers Ford. Also, Matthew Barker for taking on this responsibility. We'll be back at you tomorrow. Who we got? Greg Cosell.
Yes.
Yeah.
We'll break everything down.
Yeah, we get into it tomorrow.
Yep. All that coming up. Thank you. Back at it tomorrow. Later. Bye.
See ya.